This is Today in History, March the 1st. On this day in 1781, the Continental Congress declared the Articles of Confederation to be in force following ratification by Maryland. Also on this day in 1790, President George Washington signed a measure authorizing the first United States Census. On this day in 1867, Nebraska became the 37th state as President Andrew Johnson signed a proclamation. Also on this day in 1893, inventor Nikola Tesla first publicly demonstrated radio during a meeting of the National Electric Light Association in St. Louis by transmitting electromagnetic energy without wires. On this day in 1932, Charles A. Lindbergh Jr., the 20-month-old son of Charles and Ann Lindbergh, was kidnapped from the family home near Hopewell, New Jersey. Remains identified as those of the child were found the following May. On this day in 1940, Native Son by Richard Wright was published by Harper and Brothers. On this day in 1954, four Puerto Rican nationalists opened fire from the Spectators Gallery of the U.S. House of Representatives, wounding five members of Congress.
I heard this loud popping noise, pow, pow, pow. And I turned around in my seat to my left and looked up, and I see these people are standing up with guns in their hands, and a woman was standing with them, and she had a big flag, and she was unfurling the flag, you know, waving the flag back and forth, and I ducked underneath the ledge.
On this day in 1961, President John F. Kennedy signed an executive order establishing the Peace Corps. Also on this day in 1968, Johnny Cash married June Carter at the First Methodist Church in Franklin, Kentucky.
Love is a burning thing.
In 1971, a bomb went off inside a men's room at the U.S. Capitol. The radical group Weather Underground claimed responsibility for the pre-dawn blast.
At 1 minute before 1 o'clock this morning, the switchboard at the Capitol received a phone call. A man's voice said a bomb would go off in the building in half an hour. At 1:30 in the morning, it did, in a small, unmarked restroom on the ground floor of the Senate side, next to a barber shop and near several small offices, including one committee hearing room.
On this day in 1990, the controversial Seabrook, New Hampshire nuclear power plant won federal permission to go online after two decades of protests and legal struggles. And on this day in 1971, James Taylor makes the cover of Time magazine. James Taylor's self-titled 1968 debut album, which featured the gorgeous downbeat ballads Carolina in My Mind and Sweet Baby James, earned him a small but dedicated following among the collegiate liberal arts set. But as the 60s counterculture burned itself out and the 70s began, his second album made him a star. Sweet Baby James featured a now classic title track, as well as Taylor's first true hits, Country Road and Fire and Rain. With fellow singer-songwriters like Joni Mitchell and Carole King also in ascendancy, Time magazine saw fit to declare a trend, placing James Taylor on its March 1st, 1971 cover under the headline, The New Rock, Bittersweet and Low. Quote, over the last year, a far gentler variety of rock sound has begun to soothe the land. End quote. The Time article said, in contrasting Taylor's music to the walloping folk rock of Bob Dylan, the thunderous eloquence of the Beatles, and the leer of the Rolling Stones. The article declined to offer a straightforward explanation for the apparent shift in public tastes, but it offered a trenchant sociological analysis of James Taylor's particular appeal. On the one hand, the story argued there was the subject matter of his songs, most of which dealt with the kind of internal struggles that, quote, a lavish quota of middle-class advantages, plenty of money, a loving family, good schools, health, charm, and talent did not seem to prevent, and may, in fact, exacerbate. And then there was this. Lean and hard, 6'3", 155 pounds, often mustachioed, always with hair breaking at his shoulders, Taylor physically projects a blend of Heathcliffian inner fire with a melancholy look that can strike to the female heart at any age. End quote. James Taylor hits it big and makes the cover of Time magazine, March 1st, 1971, on this day in history.
I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You gotta help me make a stand. just got to see me through another day.